This is Erica, and you're joining me for Energy Clearing for Life Force. And today I'm going to talk about being wounded and how that influences our behavior and what can be done if you've suffered a wounding. And I'm actually being shown, like, for some reason, like, what happens if somebody gets shot in the foot, which it's very interesting. I'm being shown that. Hopefully it's not going to play out in my real life. So what happens when we get wounded, and then what can be done about it? So one of the things that I teach is to clear through the chakra system. So one thing to look at is, where is the wound? So is it in your heart area? Is it in your knees area? Is it down by your ankles? Did you feel like the floor got pulled out from under you when you were a kid? That happened to me many times. I think we moved over 14 times in my first 12 years of life. I don't even know, 20 times by the time I was a teenager. So how many times was that rug, you know, pulled out from under me, right? Fascinating. Now, I'd like you to just look at the energy of the wound beyond the where. So first we want to look at where. So is it feet, knees, the base of your spine? All these have chakra connectivities, chest, heart, throat, head. And you can kind of tap into, like, where did the wound happen? Or maybe it's actually a physical wound, and then you can really see where it happened. But it might be an emotional wound or a wound of betrayal. It could, that's usually in the heart chakra. It could be a wound of I just got shown, like, all the times my dad lied. And he didn't really always intentionally lie. He would sort of say, oh yeah, you can have that car when you turn 16. And by the time I turned 16, he'd sold it for some other car he wanted, right? So just things of, oh yeah, you can have this. And then, yeah, no, it didn't happen. And so if we look at woundings, it can take massive healing to heal wounds. So a wound can either bleed you out, in which case you're dead, and then you don't have your body anymore. Probably won't be listening to my show. Although I guess technically entities could listen to my show. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't really know. But physically, if you're on the planet and you've suffered a wound and you haven't bled out and you're alive, which I'm just sort of assuming most of the people listening to this are alive, right? So now we're going to just tap into the wound energy. And what happens to the place where you got wounded is that it's not just that wound that will be influenced. So let's just say, for instance, I was wounded in my left hand. So I'm a writer. So how am I going to be able to write? So now we've got a couple months of healing where I can't write. So how's that going to influence all the people I write for? That's going to have a negative influence on them. Now we're going to look at, it's in my left hand, so I can't, just say I can't drive very well now either, so I have to use Uber. That's going to create a whole bunch of different neural pathways. So every time you get a wound, someone tells you your body looks ugly, so you hide it. Now you don't stand up straight. Now you don't hold yourself straight. Now you don't show off your body. Now you hide your body. And then when you are around people, you're uncomfortable in your body. And then that has implications. So it's crazy how many things that you do because of a wound that you wouldn't normally do. And each of those takes you along a path, right? Each of those takes you along a path. And I want to encourage you to have an awareness of the requirement of healing a wound. And what you need to do is spend time with it and heal it. And whatever requires healing is not going to be the same for every person. So if it's gotten to an infection, you need some antibiotics, right? Like, you might have to go to a Western doctor. I personally haven't seen a Western doctor in, since the last time I fell off my horse, so that was like, 14 years ago? I just haven't been sick or I needed to see a doctor. So if you do require a medical doctor, that's really important. So go for it. Go hang out with a really good medical doctor and get the attention you need. If you need to have your soul healed, you might need to go to someone else. Like, you might need to go to somebody who can help you with soul healing. You know, if you've lost hope, if you've lost faith, that would be evidence of soul healing that you might require. So your healing, you know, it's going to be different from everyone else's. Wounds are not always seen. You know, how nasty my dad was. Like, you guys can't see that. You can't know how much I went through. You just can't. You can't know it. You can't look at me on the outside and think that you understand what the hell I've been through. You may have gone through hell yourself, and that's, you know, very likely. A lot of people listening are probably wounded and are healing, but you won't know exactly what kind of hell I went through, right? Because that's my own story. That's my own life. So now, if I bring massive healing to bear, if I bring massive light, massive energy, massive clearing, now I become someone who is so much stronger than if I hadn't gone through the wounding. So sometimes we choose wounding as a choice for our life path so that we can heal from it and become flippin' valiant warriors, like become amazing warriors. There's a woman that I've published before. I just respect her beyond respect. Her name is Savava Brooks. If you haven't heard of Savava, please go read her. She has a journal to the heart, to the center of the heart, something like that. She's amazing. And she travels around the country teaching people how to heal from childhood sexual abuse. And so just look at where you've been wounded today. I know it's kind of got deep and heavy on the show, which doesn't happen that often, but maybe someone, one of you has called this forth for me, and really recognize that healing can be massive. It can require massive amounts of energy. And as you heal this wounded space, you're going to find your life will change dramatically. So if you're willing to heal, heal, and then watch what happens next, because it's phenomenal. You got to heal first. Go for it. Energy clearing for life force. This is Erica Glessing. I do offer certain energy healing, clearing practices. Now, I'm not promising anything about deep wounds, so that's not necessarily my forte. You know, you might need to reach out for someone who can help with deep wounds, but for clearing your chakras and getting your life force up, getting your energy up, you can go to energyclearingforlife.com/products. I'm teaching an amazing class in September. It's my birthday month, my favorite month of the year. And I'm teaching a 5-week course, which is very reasonable. It's on Friday mornings, starting mid-September, and it goes through mid-October. And I'd love to have you on those calls. It's by Zoom. You can be anywhere in the world, and you can also attend by recording. Each week, we'll take on clearing and healing different parts of our body and being. And I love teaching the course. I just finished the first series of it, and it's just amazing. One of my clients ended up finding dance space. She needed dance space, and that she found it by clearing the blockages to finding dance space. It was really fun. So go ahead and follow me wherever you like. I'm on some of the social media, not as much as I used to. And my course, energyclearingforlife.com/products.